T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Welcome to the broadcast. Good to be back with you. At some point, and it's kind of interesting with this new open, it reminds me of a conversation I had yesterday evening with a friend of mine that I've known for a while. I'm going to tell you more about this a little bit later on because I was pleasantly blindsided by this conversation with a friend yesterday. And it's so refreshing. And as you know, it's so refreshing to interact with people whose eyes are wide open, to interact with people who are living in the real world and rejecting the attempt at creating a fantasy world, a leftist paradise. I'll talk about that later on. But, you know, even beyond, this is not just political, because this person was sharing about a spiritual experience and how it impacted him. I'll share those thoughts later because this is really good stuff that causes me to be hopeful, causes me to be very encouraged. Speaking of encouragement, we told you about this yesterday when this story developed. And we're making reference to this amazing deal that's been worked out between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. One of my questions for you, what kind of media attention is this drawing, and what kind of media attention is it? I was reflecting on this morning. When you think back to, you remember the Peace Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize for Barack Obama? What many have referred to as a down payment. And it still blows my mind to this day. There's not a single doggone thing that Barack Obama did, even during his 8 years, that warrants him receiving any kind of peace prize. Do you remember the Arab Spring? Certainly encouraged by the Obama administration. The chaos that was unleashed, the ridiculous, insane, stupid deal with Iran. Now, I know some of you are going to be really shocked, but I have said from the beginning, where the president accomplishes something that is good, I will not hesitate to praise him for that. This is one of those examples. So Israel and the United Arab Emirates have this historic agreement, full diplomatic relations. Arab nation, folks. The president tweeting, huge breakthrough, historic peace agreement between our two great friends, Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Who even saw anything like this coming? This is one of the things that I also think I want to praise this administration for, having the wisdom to not talk about this until there was a deal. One of the worst things that you can ever do in any field, I don't care what it is to overpromise and underdeliver, do all kinds of hype and have all these high-profile visits and conversations and posing, essentially. And then you have nothing to show for it. I'm thrilled that the first we have heard about this is a deal, an actual deal. Benjamin Netanyahu referring to this as a historic moment of breakthrough for peace. A new era has opened in Israel's relations with the Arab world. Now, to give you some context of understanding of how important this is, how significant this is only the third Arab country to hold diplomatic ties with the Jewish state, Egypt and Jordan. There's only two other Arab countries, Egypt and Jordan. In fact, most of the Arab world does not recognize the existence of Israel. The leader of United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, posted this. The UAE and Israel also agreed to cooperation and setting a roadmap toward establishing a bilateral relationship. This is not just about not being at war. This is about cooperation. That's what they're suggesting here. He did add, there's an agreement reached to stop further Israeli annexation of Palestinian territories. However, in an address to the nation, Netanyahu said later that there were no changes to his plan to apply Israeli law over parts of the West Bank. But the president has requested that they pause that for now. I'm committed to annexation. That's not changed. I worked on it for 3 years in talks with Trump's staff, and we have brought results. At my request, Trump has included sovereignty in his peace plan. Adding, from the beginning, I said that sovereignty would be conducted in full coordination with the U.S. Folks, it's their country. How many other countries have people breathing down their necks, telling them what they can do with their own country, their own territory? Netanyahu further describing this as an official and complete peace, paving the way for further peace agreements with Arab countries. And this is kind of a bold declaration. There will be more Arab states joining the peace circle with us. Referring to the United Arab Emirates as one of the most powerful and advanced countries in the world. So what are we talking about here? Full diplomatic relations, the establishment of embassies, exchange of ambassadors, extensive investments that will benefit the Israeli economy, tourism, and aviation, including direct flights between Tel Aviv and Abu Dhabi. Folks, this is a big deal. Netanyahu going on to say the United Arab Emirates will invest very significantly in Israel in the development of the coronavirus vaccine. We will also cooperate in energy, water, environmental protection, and many other areas. A very important thing for our economy, the economy of the region, and the future. The president also suggesting agreements, other possible agreements between Israel and other Muslim states in the region. Saying things are happening I can't talk about. Good for him. Thank you for exercising self-control. By the way, the Palestinian Authority, they're fuming at this announcement, calling Trump a donkey and audacious. They're not thrilled, but you know what? Who cares? Who cares? You now have an administration with Donald Trump that is not sucking up to the Palestinian Authority. Screw them. It's time to give credit where it's due. And we have done just that. Coming up, some good news on the economic front. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Over on the text line, several interesting items here, beginning with this, referring to Barack Obama. How many countries did Mr. Nobel Prize invade while he was president? Very good question. United Arab Emirates was all for the deal. Israel was the holdout. And the only reason Israel signed on was to help Trump with his re-election. Why don't you get some facts straight? Oh, that's the motivation here. Also this, what are you talking about, Vince? China's been telling us what we are to do until Trump came along. Vince, did you see where Biden tried to take credit during the Obama and Biden administration for the peace agreement? That does not surprise me in the least bit there, Derek, out of Greenwood. These folks don't surprise me one bit. All righty. I mentioned more good news. This is on the economic front. And I'm feeling somewhat optimistic about things bouncing back. It's kind of interesting. I talked to a couple of people about the coronavirus thing. And I mentioned, for one, the conversation I had with my doctor friend the other day. And I think it's worth restating, because we have new people joining us all the time, that I believe ultimately we're at a place where it doesn't matter where you live, where you are on this planet, whatever society you live in, we're just going to have to allow this coronavirus to run its course. I'm not saying we shouldn't take precautions, safety measures, do everything we can to be safe, but we cannot shut things down indefinitely. You just can't do it. It's going to run its course. I don't know what the end is going to look like. Like you, I sure hope it is soon. I'm trying to remember a conversation I had with somebody yesterday where we were just, it's like, wow. How many times do you have the conversation of when things get back to normal? How many times do you use that phrase? I know I use it a lot. But it certainly had an impact on our economy in a number of ways. Sales, retail sales are actually up now. You know what's pushing it? Strong electronics and appliance store sales. Those jumped higher in July, pushing up overall sales despite a reported decline in sales of autos. This increase of sales for electronics and appliance products jumped 22.9%. 22.9%. 37.6% the prior month. So that's been kind of hot lately. By the way, compared with a year ago, July's appliance and electronic sales were down 2.8%. I'm sure these appliance and electronic stores are thrilled to death because they need this, especially in the retail area with so many businesses literally shutting down. For the first 7 months of the year, by the way, sales in electronic and appliance stores were down 18.6%. Auto sales, they've been strong since the economy reopened, but the Commerce Department shows that sales are still falling there in July. Sales at gas stations up for a second consecutive month, rising 6.2% as gas prices moved up. Again, we've got the fact that it's summer. We've got the fact that a number of places are opening up. People are traveling more. Grocery store sales slightly up. Restaurants and bars up 5%. Clothing up 5.7%. Home improvement stores, they dropped a little bit, but still higher than last year. There are signs, and I want, this is what I want to be understood. There are signs of life coming back to normal. And for that, we should be very, very thankful. I just want to encourage you, and I've said this before, no matter what precautions you take, we all walk with the perspective that we do not live in fear, no matter what. No matter what. We're not the first generation to go through this. You know, we've discussed the Spanish flu before. There have been other pandemics that have occurred. We are not unlike any other civilization, and we need to remember that. Your calls welcome on the broadcast. Coming up later on, boy, you're going to love this Faith Focus Friday. It's kind of a curveball. Honestly, it was a curveball for me. Social media post from a friend of mine. And frankly, when I first saw it, I thought, oh no, because I was thinking it was going to be something I was going to be very violently in disagreement with. But actually, it was a perspective I think needs to be heard. That's coming up. Faith Focus Friday today. Let's go out to a call now in York, the sprawling metropolis of York, with Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Vince. Some countries have been experimenting, and I don't remember the name of the country, but they found that the prophylactic levels, hydroxychloroquine, can be used to prevent people from getting the virus. And they're getting a lot of their people, you know, back on their jobs and all that kind of stuff. I wish I could remember the country. And no one got sick or anything because the levels are so low that allow it to act that way. I think it's marvelous.
Well, that's certainly good news, and we hope that there is some more information on this. Appreciate your call there, Joe. And this is one of the things, in fact, I discussed with my medical friend the other day, who was indicating how we're going to have to get to a point, and I don't know when this is going to be, when this is all over with, where we're going to have to look back and see how this entire thing has been engaged. Then we're going to figure out the truth. There's a lot of fog right now, and I think many of us recognize that. There's a lot of things simply we just don't know that we're going to find out later on how effective some of these treatments really are or were. Let's go out to Pete. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, Vince. Vince, I'm excited. I'm going to tell you why I'm excited. I've always enjoyed your show. And intellectually, it's been, you know, without very a few competitors, to be honest with you. But the passion you've been bringing the last couple of weeks is putting you, for me, in a Rush Limbaugh type category.
Oh, my goodness.
And to me, that's the highest, you know, that's the highest level you can get to. You know, that's my opinion. But I can feel the optimism now in your voice. A couple weeks ago, I think you mentioned a friend of yours. And you were as despondent as I've ever heard you, and I guess because he sounds like he may be black and was basically brainwashed. And you just sounded hurt because there's no way to reach him. And I can appreciate that. But I love your attitude now. Yeah, we are winning, Vince. We are. And I hope you take this the right way. It is the time for the black conservative right now. It really is. I hope you consider running again. I think you'd be a fabulous politician or legislature, wherever you decide to go.
Pete, I so appreciate your kind words. And let me tell you, I need to tell you this, Pete. I appreciate especially what you communicated about passion. It means a lot more than you realize. And there are reasons for that I can't go into now, which I hope I can go into next week to communicate more about that. Hold on the line, by the way, Pete, because I'd like to get some information from you. Coming up, I've got even more good news to share with you. It's information from the election this week. You want to talk about a smackdown? Well, this is a real smackdown. We'll tell you what happened, who it involves, and why I think it's really, really important as we continue our broadcast. Stay with us.
B Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Couple of you eagerly waiting to talk with us. Let's go first to Mooresville and Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Vince. How are you, sir?
All right, sir.
Oh, great. I call about the Methodist Church here. I know here in the Mooresville surrounding area, they're not allowed to meet at all. The bishop has said that if they have any meetings at all at the church, he will fire the pastor. The pastor will lose his retirement or her retirement, and the church could be taken out of the ministry program.
What is this about, Paul? Is this some sort of internal battle taking place?
I don't know. I'm just talking. Some of my friends who attend Methodist churches around here, and I've noticed the one near, really close to me, they're not having services at all. Now, they are doing an internet deal, but they're not allowing any gatherings. Talking to one of the gentlemen who's in the choir at a church, said, "We're not even allowed to go there and practice, choir practice."
Wow.
So I don't know this Methodist bishop who's doing this. I'm not sure if he's on God's side or Satan's side.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. I appreciate your call there, Paul, but if you find out anything new about this, let me know. I'm not sure if any of you out there are aware of what's going on in this situation. Be very curious to find out. Let's go out to the Easley and Jimmy. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for your time. You know, the Bible is being fulfilled in a hurry, isn't it?
You think so, huh?
Real rapid. When a lion shall lay down by the lamb, that's one of the signals when it starts coming. I'm for it. But there's never been a time in history, now I'm 74 years old, where there is a distinct difference between our two parties, the Democrats, because I always thought it's too much alike. Now there is a choice. And with me, it's good and evil. I think that you kill babies, I don't even think about voting for you. Just take that part right there, and you're an evil person to me. And now in life, and I'm not going to tell anybody how to vote, but this time in history, in all the world, we have choices between good and evil. And I see people believing in evil, and I always thought that they thought right, but they don't. Because they'll look over stuff that's plain evil. I guess I said enough.
Well, I understand what you're saying, Jimmy. I think now more than ever, you know, and one of the things I try to avoid, especially now, is this darkness and light and these, you know, clear paradigm choices. Because truthfully, Jimmy, you can't really. Here's what I want to be very clear about. I believe the Democrat Party and its platform, they're just evil. That's just all there is to it. But I want to be careful because I don't want to give you the impression, I think, that the Republican Party is pure and righteous, because it's not. I want to be very clear about that. Now, are the ideas and the values and principles things I can embrace? Sure they are. But I will also tell you, a lot of Republicans, they don't know the Republican platform from their rear end. They really don't. Now, it's one thing to, and I think it kind of reminds me of, and this is a spiritual reference, when I think of one of my favorite writers, A.W. Tozer, and he was talking about the church, and he said, the truth of the matter is, much of our so-called gospel light is little more than darkness made visible. How about that for a phrase? Try to remember that one. Much of our gospel light is little more than darkness made visible. And I'd say the same thing in the political realm. I don't think that it's so much the Republican Party is pure. It's that Democrat policies have become so progressively evil that they look so terribly bad that they make Republicans, even the slimy, disgusting, despicable Republicans, they appear to be righteous. That's how I would characterize it. I need to get to this story quickly. The Blaze reporting on this and the Herman Cain website. By the way, he has family members who are determined to continue his legacy by continuing to maintain his website, which I think is really cool. You remember that Atlanta DA who charged the police officer there with murder, the Wendy's incident? Remember that? The drunk person? Well, that person is going to be out of a job, the DA. Do you want to know how bad this DA lost in the election, in the primary? We're talking about Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard. This is how this was characterized by this particular reporter. Paul Howard engaged in a panicky capitulation to mob justice when in mid-June he charged Atlanta police officer Garrett Rolfe with felony murder in the shooting death of Rayshard Brooks. Remember this? Not only did Howard level the charges before the Georgia Bureau of Investigation had even finished investigating the shooting. By the way, that investigation still is not over. He did this in spite of clear video evidence that Brooks had aimed and attempted to fire a deadly weapon at Rolfe during the notorious incident that happened June 12th. Here is how this particular decision was characterized at the time. How, as a prosecutor, do you charge someone with felony murder when the investigation of the incident is not even complete and thus the evidence in the case has not yet been handed over to you? You do it because you're not interested in the evidence. You're responding to public pressure from a mob that's already made up its mind and won't wait one day for you to do what it demands of you. In other words, Officer Rolfe got thrown to the wolves. I don't want to prejudice the case any more than the DA's office already did, although it's not my job to not prejudge. It is theirs. But what I do know, Officer Rolfe followed basic officer training and firing his weapon in a situation where a suspect points a weapon at an officer. This is pretty basic stuff for normal people, but it wasn't to this prosecutor. By the way, according to Georgia law, a taser is a deadly weapon. Now, whether you're aware or thinking at the time that this was able to be fired again, because as I understand, it could not be fired again, but that really doesn't matter. It's still a deadly weapon. I'm going to share more about this story, and I want to get your thoughts because I need to tell you the details about what's happened to this prosecutor. Like I told you, he's going to be looking for another job. The margin of this defeat will blow your mind. And actually, I find it encouraging that apparently the mob and voters are two different people in this case. Stay with us. DA in Atlanta is going to be looking for a new job. I told you before the break, I made it very clear, according to Georgia law, a taser is a deadly weapon. Atlanta police understand exactly what happened. Politicians have sold them out. Not just a matter of filing charges against Officer Wolf. Officer Rolf is just part of this picture. It's also a matter of prejudging the case before the evidence is in and filing charges, obviously in response to public pressure and nothing more. You can say no justice, no peace all you want. This is not how justice is supposed to work. And any police officer in Atlanta has to know that. When threatened by possible harm at the hands of a violent suspect, the politicians might try to send them to prison for defending themselves. It's really reprehensible. Now, in this case, as we're referring to the DA, Paul Howard, he rushed to file charges against Rolf because the passion of the moment was very high and he didn't want the mob turning on him because he didn't give them what they wanted immediately, which was the head of a cop on a spike. Well, get a load of this. Mr. Howard has now faced a different kind of mob, the voters, and they implemented their own form of justice. It appears Fulton County will have its first new district attorney in nearly two decades. Incumbent Paul Howard was beaten by more than 45 percentage points in a runoff against Fannie Willis. Howard recently came under fire after the Fox 5 I-team uncovered the Georgia Bureau of Investigation was looking into allegations Howard used grant money from the city of Atlanta to nonprofits under his control. One of those nonprofits paid Howard at least $140,000 in city grant money. He agreed to pay a $6,500 state ethics fine for failing to disclose his role as a CEO for two nonprofits. The GBI was investigating the way grand jury subpoenas were issued by Howard's office as well in the Rayshard Brooks murder case. A lot going on here. Howard appears to be steeped in corruption. And now the Atlanta media, they're emphasizing that more than the abuse of power that Howard perpetrated in the Rolf case. Bottom line is, Paul Howard, who's been the DA for Fulton County for 20 years, was clearly irresponsible in his use of power. Disregarded the rights of Garrett Rolf, as well as basic facts and established procedures in charging him with 11 felony counts. And he appears to have siphoned money intended to support nonprofit organizations for his own purposes. But this is the end of the road for Mr. Howard. Not for the reasons that many people would hope, but at least he's on the way out. Love to get your thoughts on how this has transpired. And anything else that we have discussed thus far. I mentioned a few minutes from now, we have Faith Focus Friday. A good friend will be joining us to talk about a subject all of us as Christians need to listen to very closely. Dave out of Waxhaw. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Vince. I really appreciate your show. I appreciate your balance. You're exactly right. I mean, the Republicans are far from lily white. I mean, we have plenty of problems. There's nobody perfect. There's only one person ever perfect that ever lived on this earth, and there's only one that ever will. I'm kind of jacked up, so I apologize in advance. It's interesting how no justice, no peace has kind of been flipped in the fact that with the rioting, because there's no justice, that rioting is continuing, so there's no peace. You get me? You feel me?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so the next thing, praise God that DA got thrown out on his rear. And that is exactly what I'm hoping happens in the national elections. I'm praying for a couple of things, Vince. I'm praying that we have the largest percentage and largest total voter turnout in the history of this nation. And I'm praying for a similar landslide victory for a clear Republican agenda that will maintain the values of our United States and not allow the socialists and leftists to take control of our country.
It's a pretty stark picture, isn't it?
Oh, it's ridiculous, Vince. And if this doesn't get evangelical Christians out of the pew and off of their blessed assurance and engaged in the political process and vote early, and unlike Democrats, which vote early and often. Just vote early.
I hear you, man. Hey, very much appreciate your call and appreciate your passion. This is really what's at stake here. I mean, it's really shutting down and at least delaying the descent into darkness. Because we're talking full-on darkness if some of these folks are allowed to gain power. I mean, think about Biden. I mean, I was listening to several programs yesterday, and I heard the phrase empty suit a couple of times, and I really do think that's very appropriate. Because my concern would be, this is a guy who's not going to be able to resist the pull of all of the radicals that are pushing the Democrat Party now. I mean, the combination of those two. And especially, I mean, let's get real here. There's no question to me that Kamala Harris is more radical than Joe Biden. And if, God forbid, Joe Biden were to be elected, you may get a good year out of him at best. So then you got to think about not only Kamala, but you've got to think about who is she going to appoint. You know, this is another interesting question. I wonder if she has been vetting anybody to choose for vice president. I know this sounds crazy, but you got to think ahead, right? That's what I'm wondering about. Faith Focus Friday, straight ahead. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.